Hey students, this is Pastor Tripp. So excited about being back with you today as we continue our first 30 college devos. As excited as you may be about the new college experience, there's probably some things that you may be missing about home right now, like home-cooked food, laundry, a private bathroom, all kind of things that you quickly realize about home that you just don't have at college. One thing that many college students don't realize that they would miss about home is the security of it. As tough as high school may have seemed at the time, or as ready as you were to leave home, those days may more and more seem like times when things were pretty darn easy and pretty safe. Some students describe the transition to college as being the first time in their lives that they have genuinely been scared. Scared about the future, scared about responsibility, scared about the unknowns. Some are even scared about their faith being challenged or whether or not they will royally screw up their walk with Christ. Well, let me offer you some good news about fear. So much about dealing with fear is simply perspective. It's about how you see your circumstances. It's about relying on truth and what is real and not putting fear on things that are not real. Well, here's some truth. Four things I want to share with you today to encourage you. Truth, number one. First of all, if you're a little scared, know that you are not alone. In fact, everywhere you walk today, you will pass other students who are dealing with their own fears. Some may be really good at hiding it, but I promise you, it's there. You're not alone. Number two, fear is a tool of Satan. Satan knows that he cannot take the salvation from those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ, but he can do his very best to steal their joy, their witness, their realization of God's best for their lives. See, fear often begins as a thought and can lead to intense emotions that can literally paralyze us. Fear cripples many college students and it robs them of the abundant life that God intends for them and provides for them through Jesus. Truth number three, the opposite of fear is faith. While Satan wants us to live in fear, God wants us to live in faith. Throughout the Bible, we see men and women who faced incredible circumstances and had to make a decision whether they would face them with fear or faith. I think about David staring at the giant Goliath. I think of Elijah outnumbered 850-1 on the top of Mount Carmel. Esther boldly approaching the king. I think of Paul facing unimaginable hardships and persecutions. I could go on and on with examples of people who had to decide, am I going to face these incredible circumstances with fear or faith? See, each had to make a choice based on truth that changed their perspective. Paul's perspective is no more clear than his words in Galatians 2:20. I love this. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You may be asking, how can Paul have this kind of faith? Well, because he understood the object of his faith. I heard a story once of a businessman that had to travel to a small town for a meeting, and he invited his wife to come with him. Well, she was real excited about the trip until she learned that her husband was going to be flown to the small town in a twin-engine Cessna airplane. Well, she said, honey, I've decided I'm not going to go. I am not going on a little itty-bitty twin-engine Cessna. Well, her husband smiled and he said, sweetheart, your faith is too small. Well, she replied right back, no, the plane is too small. Well, the businessman really wanted his wife to go with him, so he canceled the Cessna and he booked travel on a major airline. Well, his wife decided she would go with him because, as she put it, her faith grew because the size of the plane grew. See, the object of her faith determined how much faith she decided to have. Truth number four, never forget this. The object of your faith determines how much faith you have. So don't be scared to put yourself in situations for the sake of God's glory, where God is your only answer. Why? Because God is big and he's huge and he can do anything. My friend Jay Strack says, the bigger your God, the smaller your obstacles. So how can you move beyond fear? How can you live in faith today? By meditating on the bigness of God and the truth of his word. The Bible says that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. As you put your mind on the character of God and the good news of Jesus, you can view the obstacles you face today with perspective. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Overcoming fear begins in the mind. Meditate on God's truth today. And as you do, the lies of the world, the lies of Satan, they will be exposed. As you focus on truth, you can walk in faith and confidence in the one who has a good and pleasing and perfect will for you. And how awesome is it to know that the one who wants the very best for you is the one that can do anything. Students today, find great joy and peace in abiding in the love of Christ and the truth that perfect love casts out all fear. Know that we love you. We're so proud of you. We're here for you. Please don't hesitate to hit me up. Text me, call me, hit me on social media. Let me know how I can pray for you and how we can best support you. And we look forward to you joining us again tomorrow on another First 30 College Devos. Love you. Have a great day.